BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us today and every day here on Crosstalk. As so many issues come up, we do want to we'll be sharing something unique on today's broadcast in just a moment, but we do encourage you to continue to be praying regarding the fires that are just consuming so much area in California, so many lives lost, so much devastation, so many are hurting. Many are missing yet through these flames, and we would just encourage continued prayer. A number of firefighters, thousands in the state, doing what they can to contain. And I know there's different thoughts and reactions as to how this came about, why they haven't, why they've taken off the way they have. But let's spend some time just in prayer for so many impacted by them at this point. There are so many, many issues that are going on, and oftentimes our lines fill up here on Crosstalk and the programs end, and there are just so many more who would like to have made comments, but just were not able to do so. Either the clock ran out or too many callers and the lines were busy, could not get through. And that's what the purpose for today's program is. Today's program, we're going to allow you to get out your soapbox and speak on an issue of importance to you. Maybe it's an opinion about our recent election. Perhaps it's a comment on the borders or border security or immigration. Maybe it's on education, what's happening within education. Maybe it's on the condition of the church today. Maybe it's on the right to life and issues going on surrounding matters pertaining to abortion and the killing of the elderly or physician-assisted suicide. Maybe it's concerns over the lack of morality in our nation. Maybe it's something about the United Nations or healthcare or marriage, and the list just goes on and on and on. Well, some I know many of you have issues that have been on your heart and wishing, I wish they would address this sometime here on Crosstalk and deal with these particular issues. Certainly there's much persecution going on. We see the invasion of Islam around the world and here in the United States as well. And today we're going to give you an opportunity to speak from your soapbox. And it's been about a year since we've done this, but we do have to limit you to around a minute. So formulate your thoughts so that you can get spoken what is most on your heart here today. But we're opening our phone line right now, giving you the opportunity to do that. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Just share what's on your heart, to get out your soapbox, so to speak. And some of you are wondering, where did that term ever come from? Well, back it was around the 19th and 20th into the 20th century. There were not cardboard boxes, and so manufacturers would often use wooden crates to ship their materials to businesses or to other establishments. And so they had all these boxes lying around, these discarded boxes, all different sizes. They were well constructed, they were sturdy, and they were very readily available. Well, many people would find that these soapboxes were rather free, they were portable, and they also served like a platform for them to go out in the middle of an area or a street corner or a park and put out that soapbox and stand up on it and have just an improvised outdoor meeting, to which as people were walking by, they would hear them make their speech from their soapbox. It's sometimes affiliated with politicians or those who wanted to make some sort of political statement. And we understand that the decades immediately preceding World War I were called the Golden Age of Soapbox Oratory. That's interesting. Well, today we're going to give you that opportunity to get out your soapbox. And our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. The lines are all filled right now, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that will be your opportunity to call in on your soapbox and to address an issue that perhaps has been on your heart and just wanted to get it off your chest, so to speak, and just share with others what's on your heart. So let's begin. Our first caller is from Milwaukee. And Barb, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
No problem. Thank you. I just wanted to address a shift that I noticed in the past maybe 6 years. I'm part of the Baptist denomination, so what I've seen growing up is that it was really, I guess, more strict growing up, and things that I was told was wrong is now kind of passive or loud. And I was wondering if you feel, or if you think, or if you've addressed this, like, as if, do you think that it is a way to retain the youth, or do you think that it's a movement of the Holy Spirit in order for people to grow at their own pace? As I have noticed that the church has become more accepting towards worldly people and even unsafe people, as long as they tithe or are willing to come, they're kind of welcome, versus having church discipline and more structure. I said a lot of things there, but the shift has kind of really affected me. I'm in my early 20s, and I just wanted to know if you've noticed the same.
Indeed, Barb, and I appreciate your call on that, a concern of yours. And indeed, sadly, that shift is occurring. Not everywhere, but it is occurring. And it's happening on so many different levels. Some areas include even some of the matters of pertaining to marriage, where churches held to the biblical position for so long, that marriage is between one man and one woman, and how God designed it. And we've seen shifts happening on that. We've seen it happen in different areas of values, and the services that so many are focused on entertainment rather than on that of the proclamation of God's word. And so a lot of shift is taking place. I'm thankful not all over, but thanks for sharing your concern today. And on your soapbox, we're moving on to Monty in Comstock. You're on the air, Monty.
Yes, I would like to comment on the fact that the American people nowadays are taking wooden nickels or bitcoins, or whatever you want to call it, for currency. I think we got to return to our value determination for ourselves as individuals. We got to determine if we're going to have copper in the penny, if we're going to have a real, live, lawful government, or if we're just going to keep pretending and have this phony one that keeps taking the value of our labor away from us without any of our input.
Okay. Thank you so much, Monty. Jim, Meridian, Mississippi, what's on your soapbox today?
Thank you, sir. My comment has to do with the Florida and Arizona elections. These elections in both states are a disgrace to the United States of America. I am ashamed of Florida. I am ashamed of Arizona for not handling their elections in a proper and legal and lawful way. They should be ashamed of themselves. And they, something should be done by the governors of both states to correct these discrepancies. Thank you, sir. That's my comment.
Thank you so much, Jim. Next to Oak Creek, and Bob, you're on the air.
Well, hi, and I appreciate your show. I just, went through the election process, and as a Christian, I selected the politicians that had a biblical view, but I wonder if the politicians, when they get into service and get to Washington, are they really doing more than just having that the position, and should we hold them accountable and not vote for them next time if they really didn't take action to address some of the big problems that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Bob. And holding elected officials accountable is very, very critical. And to be sure that, and because there are many who will move to the center in order to be elected, and then you find that there is great drifting therein through the term, or people who say, I am this or I am that, and when they get to Washington, you find out they're polar opposites. So thanks for sharing your concern here today. Joe is our next caller. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm just calling because it really blows me away to see how everyone forgets so soon. You know, I mean, you're not going to get an apple off of an orange tree, and you're not going to stick your cup into the ocean and pull out a cup of fresh water. So I'm thinking, this nation has never been what people call this honorable, wonderful nation. Look what they did to the natives. I'm one of them, of the natives. So I'm trying to see, where are they coming from for this honorable, just, peaceful, wonderful world? I mean, if you're sitting in your car and I come up to you and say, hey, knock on your window and say, look, I've just discovered your car. To us, it's just illegal immigrants that came here and slaughtered our ancestors. But everyone else, it used to be a just, wonderful place. It's just what's happening, what must happen, because you're not going to get an apple off an orange tree.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Joe, for sharing your thoughts. Chris is next in West Dallas.
Jim.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. Good afternoon, Jim. I have a great concern. The last couple of days, my daughters go to a Lutheran school in West Dallas, not by my choice, but they've been coming home recently telling me, Daddy, the pastor's coming in trying to recruit kids for baptism. And so it's gotten to the point where I had to make a call. And I spoke to the pastor there. And as I showed him through the scriptures and the Word of God, that baptism is only for believers once they place their faith and trust in Christ, not for babies. That, I emphasize, show me anywhere in the scriptures where a baby was baptized. And it seemed like he had a rebuttal for everything I said, but he didn't have anything scripturally to line up what he stood for. So this is a great concern. It breaks my heart. He's, you know, there's people are giving kids, you know, false hope, believing, many believe that through baptism, they believe brings salvation. And we know that it was the finished work at the cross and nothing else but Christ and the cross and the resurrection for the forgiveness of sins.
Thank you, Chris.
Water baptism. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Stevens Point. Trevor, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering, when is it okay to walk out of a church? I've walked out of a church with my wife because they didn't have a Bible. They didn't read out of the Bibles, and it was mostly jokes and stuff. Am I right to do that? How can I find a more conservative church when there really aren't any in my area?
Well, number one, I would say that we do encourage you to be part of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. And if a church does not use the Bible as their authority, does not hold it to what it is, the inspired Word of God, then it is time to find a different church. And feel free to call our main switchboard here at VCY. We'll do our best to make you aware of some churches that we may be familiar with in your area. If you haven't already done that search, to go online and looking for some, but the Bible does need to be held up. So many times we find many taking scissors to scriptures and cutting out this part and that part and does not uphold the authority of the Word of God. That must be primary, because it really goes back to the Garden of Eden, in which Satan came and questioned the Word of God. That's why it's important that it's our standard. Satan, as the serpent said, yea, hath God said, questioning God's very Word. And so that is critical. But feel free to call our switchboard. We'll see if we can find a church in your area that would be faithful to God's Word. We're up against a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, we see right-to-life efforts all over the news these days. What does the Bible say about this?
Chris, the Bible is clear. Humankind is created in the image of God with great value and worth in His sight and is to be respected and protected. At conception, the embryo takes on human status, although not yet completely grown. The Bible discusses how the growing embryo as an individual has feelings and on some occasions even expresses itself. When a pregnant woman was injured in Bible times, such that the baby lost its life, there were consequences to be faced. The Bible doesn't give us all the details, but there's enough there to be certain that the unborn child is a viable human person and must be protected. Chris, the Back to Genesis way of thinking helps us understand modern issues.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today we're letting Crosstalk listeners speak from their soapbox. Perhaps it's sharing your view on a issue that is ever before us here today. There is much that is taking place, and giving you up our opportunity to get out your soapbox and speak from it for about a minute. I would like to, just to the point of our previous caller here as well, I know that there are many who listen to this program even in rural areas where there is not a Bible-preaching church anywhere close to you, and we'd encourage you to find some like-minded believers and let's, you know, get involved in a Bible study and start a local church. It doesn't have to be in the hundreds. Maybe it's in the single digits, then to teens, and then in the 20s. But to find like-minded believers in Christ to open the Word of God and proclaim it. So I know there's many, many rural areas, but as Scripture says, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The work and ministry of the local church, very, very critical for such a time as this. It wasn't established by Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Let's go to Don in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Don.
Yeah, Brother Jim, can you hear me?
Yes. Don, you're on the air. Okay. Mike in Marshfield, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Something that really irritates me, Jim, is that you have born again, spirit filled American Christians, supposedly saved born again, and they support and vote for the Democratic Party. That really irritates me. This is a party that only supports the killing of unborn children, the sale of their body parts for a profit at Planned Parenthood's killing center, supports the LGBTQ movement, and on and on and on. I think they need to have their minds renewed, or are they really saved or born again? I just wonder what you and some of the rest of the listeners would think about that.
Okay, well, Mike, this is your chance to get on your soapbox, so hearing your opinion today.
Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Brother Jim, my heart goes out to the gentleman that called from Stevens Point, and maybe the Lord's calling that young man to become a pastor of a church and get out there and do some soul winning, and I'm going to pray for him about that. But I wanted to call about the spiritual condition of our nation. It's interesting that a lot of the politicians who are getting elected to office, it's no longer about civics and doing what's best for the nation. It's just a power play. And I think it's really sad because I recently had an opportunity to talk to one of my good friends who had some questions about the issue of homosexuality and all the things going on out there. And I said, you know, it used to be a time when we made decisions and we taught our young people to make decisions based on what was good and logical and what went according to, you know, conscience. But now we just want to make decisions based upon our feelings as a nation, and I think that's a dangerous, slippery slope. I've always tried to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ, the time is now, the days are evil. You've been given an opportunity to win souls for the Lord Jesus. It's time to get out of your churches, out of your houses, and go into the highways and the byways, and ask the Lord for wisdom, and do the best you can, and he will help you to point people to him if you're willing to do it. I don't think there's any better time than right now for us to be out there witnessing for the Lord Jesus, Jim.
Thank you.
So thank you for your program, and God bless you.
Thank you for your call here today. Our number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Betty in Otsego, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My issue is this, that there's so much talk about abortion and a woman's right to abortion and her body and all this. My issue is that if people would avoid sex outside of marriage, there wouldn't be a need for abortion. So I think the issue is that we need to place more emphasis on that in schools and in teaching and just between people, because it's so accepted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're bringing representatives of Planned Parenthood into schools these days and giving graphic sex education topics. And by the way, come here and we will provide you with all that you need. And is that any wonder that kids are acting on the information they're
exactly
receiving?
Exactly, my point, exactly. Mm. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Betty. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. David in White, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. as you likely know, the Florida allowed, confirmed a bill to allow ex-felons to vote in elections. Well, who do ex-felons normally vote for? They would generally vote for Democrats because Democrats support abolishing ICE, minimizing prisons, and other things that would favor the criminals. And there's 1.8 million ex-criminals that would be voting in elections. And with them, do you think DeSantis would have beaten Andrew Gillum? Do you think Bill Nelson would have defeated... Rick Scott would have defeated Bill Nelson? Not likely, because that's... because those criminals would have supported the Democrats, most likely.
Okay, thank you, David, for your thoughts. We have Angela next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Angela.
Yes, I'm seeing some kind of white purge going on, and I was wondering if anybody else saw it or noticed it. I've been seeing people snatch people and it is different races. I don't think they're Christian. I've been praying on it, but I was wondering if anybody else seen anything. I've been calling in and everything, police station and everything. I'm not getting any answers, though, but...
If people are seeing what,
Angela? Play on that, because racism is a major tool of the devil.
It is a tool of the devil, and let me just say, if you didn't hear our program from 1 week ago today, last Thursday, we did a full program on what the Bible says about race, and matter of fact, we offered a book by Ken Ham, and more information is at crosstalkamerica.com. Crosstalkamerica.com, where you can even click and re-listen to that program right online, or CDs are available. You can also, we also offer the book One Blood for Kids, because it's teaching children that about this issue of race. And so trust you'll be able to go back and listen to that broadcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints, and thank you for taking the call. I wasn't going to call today, but God get after you sometime. And the thing is, the most important thing we can do now, saints, is pray for souls. And not only pray for souls, to live it. Because God ain't going to use nothing filthy. We got to be clean. I went into a Walmart yesterday. I made this right fast. And I'm just walking, shopping. And here's a woman crying. And she called me over to pray for her, you know, for her son, and because he's in prison. She wanted him to get out and all that. I said, no, we're not going to pray for him to get out of prison. We're going to pray for his soul to be saved. And that's why God has given us this extra time, saying that we can win souls for him, because that's the only thing that's going to last forever, and that's God's word.
Amen.
God bless you all now.
Thank you, Courtney. And isn't that what Scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 5? Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. It doesn't say you are to be light, or, you know, you have that choice. You are the light. Is your light shining? The message we heard just the other day from Shahram Haidian, Eyes Wide Open, America's Muslim Agenda. Do you remember the component, one of the components that Shahram gave in that message on that we aired on Monday? It said aspect of evangelism, getting out and sharing the good news of the gospel with, certainly with those that you come in contact with. And that component, I'm hearing that coming up through different calls here today. And that is very, very important. By the way, that message, we've had a number of people, obtain that Eyes Wide Open on CD or DVD. If you tried getting through on their switchboard earlier Monday, it was busy. You can call today, 800-729-9829. We made the CDs for $6. The DVDs available for donation of $12. We encouraged the DVD because there was a PowerPoint that was affiliated with the message itself. But certainly that program available, Eyes Wide Open, the full presentation by Shahram Haidian. We're going next to Janesville. We have Frank who's calling in. Hi, Frank. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. All I wanted to say, I was with my grandson the other day, and President Trump come on, and I asked, he started laughing and making fun of him. I said, why are you making fun of him, and why are you laughing at him? Well, my teacher doesn't like him, and he says he's really, you know, really not a good president. So I said, really? And he said, yeah. So I didn't say no more. And I just kind of thought, well, that's kind of a fight. How do you do to teach the kids right away in school that, you know, bad-mouthing the president and making them believe that such a thing and that he's, you know, that he's funny and no good. So yeah. That's all I wanted to say. I just think it's the schools are really pumping this stuff into the kids. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. And indeed they are. And what's interesting is that if you turn on the media, you're going to find that same thing. Some research study showing some 90 to 92%, I believe it was, of all the news coverage of the current president is done in a negative light. And so one who feeds continuously on that without getting a greater story on that issue will find that, you know, will be of that persuasion. And that is often being conveyed through the government educational systems, not in all classrooms, not in all schools, but that is certainly something that has been prevalent. I would like to also refer you to a crosstalk program we did. We aired a Matt Staver rally in which he spoke on America, opportunities and challenges ahead. We featured this on Crosstalk on September 25. And in that, Matt Staver laid out what has transpired under the Trump presidency as it relates to Israel, life, the financial side of things, and on he goes. And I believe he's even posted a list on his website at lc.org, lc.org. Mary is our next caller from Wauwatosa. You're on the air, Mary.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm getting up on the soapbox to talk about the loss of all the unborn babies. Now, since 1973, we have lost 64 million children, persons who were destined to live. Jesus said, before I formed you, I knew you. And these are important words. And I've been standing up for life for decades. And still do. And anyhow, we go out to Washington, D.C. every year to stand up for life. And we go into where the archives are and we look at the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, all the important documents. And there it is, the right to life. That's the first thing. And if you don't have life, then you don't have anything else. Period. And that's all I, you know, and I will still stand up for life until the day I die. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
So that's my comment.
Okay.
So
thank you for your call. And getting up in your soapbox today, as other Crosstalk listeners have that occasion and opportunity to do so. We're just seconds away from the break, so out of fairness to our next caller, we're going to be taking the break and coming back to more of your phone calls. Keep in mind that our toll-free number here is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Every time you hear a caller hang up, that's your opportunity to call in and get on your soapbox and speak what's on your heart today. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
The Bible says that life is but a vapor that's here for a short time and then vanishes away. Scripture also says, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Have you ever wondered what happens when you die? In the book, What Happens After Life, author Ron Rose provides a survey of the Bible's teachings about the afterlife. He tracks the destiny for those who know Christ as Savior and the destiny for unbelievers. He addresses numerous topics, such as the immediate state after death, believers and the judgment seat of Christ, unbelievers and the great white throne judgment, the new heavens and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, and so much more. He even tackles the question of what happens to infants, young children, and those mentally disabled as it relates to eternity. What Happens After Life is available for a donation of $15 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Crosstalk listeners speaking from their soapbox today. And it's been about a year since we did that. I think last December we did such a program, but giving you that opportunity today. Deborah is calling in from Hartford. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to address racism. It grieved my heart. And under the last administration, there was such division. And I appreciated your program with Ken Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And he had stated that we are all one race.
Yes.
Amen to that. And I also want to add, we have a son that has vitiligo, which is, Ken Ham spoke of the melatonin in our skin, which creates a different color tones within the skin. God didn't create two gardens, it was two races. He created one and put one man in there. But under the vitiligo, it is the same. No matter who you are, no matter how much melatonin you have in your skin, underneath, the white spots are white skin. And I just wanted to bring that point out, and we just pray that the Lord would intervene. I know Satan has used racism in a horrific way, and it's sad to me, but we'll keep praying and mm-hmm. trust to get this message out. We appreciate Ken Ham, and we appreciate this program. So God bless, and thank you.
Thank you for the call here today, Deborah. And again, friends, as we offered that book here just the other day, we'd encourage you to consider obtaining that resource through VCY. It's on the site, vcyamerica.org, or call our switchboard at 800-729-9829 for details on it. But indeed, Ken addresses this, and though this is his book is called One Blood for Kids, it is really something that it doesn't matter if you're a youngster, a teenager, an adult, you're going to learn from that book, One Blood for Kids. And it's based on Acts 17:26, where it says, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." In other words, the borders. And but of one blood all nations of men. And so that's what the book is based upon, and you can see it at vcyamerica.org or call our switchboard at 800-729-9829. This was a hardback book, one copy for $17, two copies for a donation of $30, so you can share the message with another. Let's go next to Janesville, Wisconsin, and Doreen, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
Hi. I agree with a lot of what you guys have to say, but I'm responding to specifically the person that called in about felons voting and that they would all vote Democrat. Well, I happen to be an ex-felon from about 30 years ago and have worked really hard to redeem my life with the help of God, and I find it offensive to put people in a box and just tell them what they believe, because it's not necessarily the truth. And I think as Christians, we tend to do that. We say, well, because they've done this or they're this, they don't necessarily believe this or belong to God or believe in God the way that we do. And I think as Christians, we need to be a little more merciful like our Lord Jesus Christ is.
Thank you, Doreen. Appreciate your sharing another perspective on the issue. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Hi.
Okay, let's go to Lainey from Grand Junction, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is my comment. There's a verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that basically states, if we humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, then He will...
Tell you what, let me share the exact quote for you, because it's all important. It's a verse given to Israel, but I believe it really does have application for us today. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. Thank you for reading all of it, because I'm traveling. But too many times we have pride in our hearts and pride for our own pet sins. And until we totally search our hearts and search our lives, then God can't come and change us or change our country. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we certainly have to turn from our wicked ways. That is one of the conditions that was set up in that verse. Thank you for your call. And our phone number here to get on your soapbox today, 800-733-9829. By the way, I've got a few open lines right now, 800-733-9829. We have Beatrice calling from Louisiana. Hi, Beatrice, you're on the air.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. What I often hear Christians, true Christians, that have a serious problem with Donald Trump, with the president. One of the reasons is because of his character. However, if you really pray for him and you believe God to do what God wants to do, you can understand that if God used Cyrus for the Jews, he can use Donald Trump for Christians. I believe that. I believe that's what God has spoken to me. I have prayed for our president since I was since I got saved many years ago. Hmm. Whether I liked the president, whether I didn't like him, whether I agreed, whether I don't agree, I've always prayed for our president because I know when the president is blessed, then the country is blessed. However, again, for whatever reason, with Donald Trump, there was a real serious issue as far as me really being able to pray for him. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, as I use Cyrus for the Jews, so will I use Donald Trump for the Christians. And I believe that's what God is doing today.
Thank you, Beatrice. Thank you for the call. And indeed, we are encouraged to be praying for our leaders, whether there's an R behind their name, a D behind their name, an I, a C, an L, a G, between all the different political parties out there. But certainly, as Paul wrote to Timothy, that supplications and prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for those that are in authority over us. Why? That we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We've got Julie calling next from Pensacola. You're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to bring up the voting issue right now. Florida has this problem right now with the southern part of Florida not having all their ballots corrected. And mostly it's from the Democrats. And I just want to encourage people that not to mail in their votes. Make sure that when they do vote, that we just go to the polls and vote electronically. I feel that that could eliminate a lot of fraud in our voting system, too, because we do give the driver's license when we vote. But when you're mailing your vote in, you don't have that security there. So these ballots could all be made up, and I just don't see how the Democrats can get away with such foolishness.
Okay, thanks for sharing your thoughts today, Julie. Mm-hmm. We've got Michelle next in Princeton, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to air that I have a total loss of respect for people who call themselves Christians, and they vote Democratic, and they slam the president. That's it. I'm having to do a lot of house cleaning and relationships right now. So Okay. Thank you for your program. Thank you for opening my eyes.
Okay, and thanks for getting on your soapbox here today. Daryl in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. The people who are dissatisfied with the public school system here in Racine and I believe in the state of Wisconsin, people can seek vouchers to go to a private school and you receive support from the government. I don't know really much about vouchers, but it would be interesting to hear someone on your program who knows something about them.
Well, and because this is a national program, Daryl, and that varies from state to state as to what is allowed as far as the laws are concerned. So Crosstalk may not be the forum for that, but you can certainly find out from a group like within Wisconsin. I know Wisconsin Family Council would be a great resource to contact and inquire about the school voucher program. I'm sure they'd be able to secure the answers for you.
Yeah, I've heard people ask about this. I'm a retired juvenile officer, mm-hmm. So I know individual schools, you know.
Okay.
Some are full of liberals and so forth, you know.
Thank you, Daryl, for your call today. We're going next to Las Cruces, New Mexico. Jeff, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I voted for Trump, but
I still feel that his pro-business slant, like, for instance, he didn't close down the ports of entry a few weeks before the caravanners got to the border to send a message, and he may want more immigrants from anywhere, Central America and stuff, to work in his casinos and so forth, and I'm disappointed that the way this is being handled, and they've dropped it from the media reporting, too.
Well, I thank you for your thoughts on that, Jeff. Since day one, the president has talked about immigration, but legal immigration, and to come in through proper means. He has, matter of fact, that's why there's such dissatisfaction on his part, it appears, with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary for not implementing more of the border control aspects that he's desiring in his administration. So I'm sure there's many aspects, many sides, you know, a couple sides of the coin here in this regard, but appreciate your taking time to share what's on your heart today, Jeff. Next to Venice, Florida, and we have Colleen calling. You're on the air, Colleen.
Hi. I'm just calling about the older I get, the more I find that it is difficult to carve out the time and attention and focus that I need for prayer and Bible study. And I think that is one of the most effective tools that the enemy has against us in the busyness and chaos of this world that we live in right now. It is, like Revelation says, we will be running to and fro. And people are so busy and so hurried that if you don't make a concerted effort and really tune in every day, it's so easy to let the whole day slip by without getting a concert. You know, prayers on the fly are good, and we have to do that. But a real concerted effort to put in your prayer time every day, and not just that, but the Bible. If you're not reading your Bible every single day, you're going to be slipping. You just cannot live in the craziness and the chaos and the hate of this world without being rooted and grounded in prayer and Bible every single day.
Well, even thank you for that, Colleen. And even the Lord Jesus himself went away into a desert place for the purpose of prayer. So thank you for raising that issue. We've got Alan in Mosinee, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm talking about abortion, and why anybody would support it doesn't make any sense to us, but they have been given a strong delusion to believe that those aborted babies are simply annihilated and that they have no feelings and whatever. And when I revealed to one of my friends that actually they would be resurrected and that they would be with the Lord because they were infants, but yet maybe in the millennium they would be the ones that would revolt against the Lord because of their anger at having been killed before they could be born.
Okay, well, yeah, you've got a lot of a lot of thoughts on different issues here, but I'll tell you this. As we look at the sin of abortion, the Bible says in Proverbs 6 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. We're up against a break. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Week in a Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. An EMP attack could put a nation in complete darkness, shutting down their power grid and all their critical infrastructure. In fact, congressional studies by scientists reveal that 90% of Americans would be dead within 1 year if an EMP attack were successfully carried out from coast to coast in America by a nuclear weapon being detonated above the United States of America, creating an EMP effect. Right now, we know for a matter of fact that North Korea and Iran have super EMP. What's also interesting is the nations that have protected against EMP are in the process of doing so include Russia, China, North Korea, South Korea, the United Kingdom, Israel, and Taiwan. What do all those nations have in common? Almost all of them are mentioned in Bible prophecy. Those are the nations listed in the scriptures that will be here for the end times. America is not listed. Has America been taken out by an EMP while those nations had protected their critical infrastructure?
We'll be right back. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, giving you opportunity today to speak from your soapbox. Here, as others are taking time to do so, lines are all packed now, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call. Our next caller is from Milwaukee, and it's Marianne. Hi, Marianne, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering if you might be able to tell me about this Bitcoin thing. I've been waiting to hear from the FTC on the news as to whether or not they're going to let these people operate or bring them up on charges. And then on CBS 58 ticker tape, you know, the news ticker tape they had yesterday or the day before said that the FTC resolved its problem with them. But what does that mean exactly? Did they get in a licensing okay to go ahead, or were they being prevented from doing so? Do you know anything about that?
Thank you, Marianne, and I don't. It's not been an issue that I've been following. It's not. I would not claim to be an expert on Bitcoins in the least. We've had some guests on who have addressed the issue, but I'm not in that category. So continue to do the research there, but perhaps we'll be readdressed on the program sometime. Our next caller from Pensacola, Florida, we have Delsa calling. Hi, Delsa, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My pet peeve today, and it's not a word, is that I'm so sick and tired of people using foul language, not being able to say sentences without using horrible words that are offensive and nasty to my ears. And I think of the saying of Jesus that what the heart is full of, the mouth will overflow from. So I'm finding that maybe society is in a place of a sewer in a way, because the sewer is coming out of their mouths.
Yeah, you raise a good point, and it is disheartening indeed, even those who say that claim the name of Christ, but whose mouth betrays them. Thank you for the call. Greg is next in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Something I think we can do better as Christians is be better Christians in the workplace. I think sometimes as Christians we don't necessarily act like Jesus says we should be acting in the workplace. There's a pharmacy that I go to that is run by Muslims, and they do excellent work. They will deliver your medication for you. They're very kind and polite and professional. And then on the other hand, I see folks that claim to be Christians that are very lazy, and they just do very poor work. So I'm thinking, if I'm a non-believer and I see a Muslim doing great work in their workplace, and then on the other hand I see a Christian who's lazy, I'm probably gonna be more drawn towards a Muslim philosophy. So I just ask all Christians to pray and to be better examples in the workplace.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments today. What does Matthew 5:16 say, folks? To let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's go to an anonymous caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I'd like to thank you for all the information that you provide for us. A lot of it that we don't get on the mainstream media. I guess my main beef is with the pastors who like to just preach God's word, and they never really entail anything of social moral issues. Like the recent election, I was at a church a couple days prior to the election, and the pastor never even brought up the election that it was going to be in 2 days, and encouraging his flock to get out there and vote. As far as the Democrats and how their platform supports abortion, it's complete mystery to me how somebody can profess to be a Christian and vote for the Democrats.
Okay, and you've got several different issues there. Thank you for the call. A pastor is called to preach God's word, and I know that you said that and then used the word but. A pastor is to preach God's word, and let's remember that God's word does include information on the very issues we're confronting today. You brought up the issue of racism. We shared scripture on that. The whole issue of being a citizen in our society. Scripture is filled with many verses pertaining to it. On the issues pertaining to life and marriage, scripture addresses these issues. So yes, a pastor's position is that to proclaim God's word, to preach the whole counsel of God, and that also includes these many issues that we're confronted with in our society, isn't it? Thank you, pastors, for those who are doing that, and certainly encourage pastors to remember where God's word applies in all the areas that pertain to life and to godliness. Houghton, Michigan, we have Gary calling in. Hi, Gary, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. This is for the Copper Country and beyond here in Michigan. Very heavy-hearted for church members that sit in congregations who see the modern-day downgrade with ever-increasing, say, pounding music and weaker messages, and are afraid to move to a traditional church that they were so fond of, where the music is kind of heading by far, the praise music is egocentric or man-centered music, whereas the hymns, the traditional hymns, are going to be theocentric or God-centered, as it would be. Please don't be afraid. Be bold. Take a stand and follow your heart. Find a church that preaches the whole counsel of God and not a typical topical, easy downgrade
okay.
sermons.
Thank you, Gary, for your thoughts today. And Patty in Moundsville, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and say I've listened to your show now for quite a while, and I don't understand why all these people are against our president, because more people are working now, and these people that, Democrats, I guess, that they want everybody to vote to get, you know, Democrats in, well, more people are working now, so the people that aren't working, I would think they'd be wanting people for our president so they don't have to work, so, you know, they're can stay on their assistance, and I just don't understand them. They got to give him a chance.
Okay. Thank you, Patty, for your thoughts today, and we're just seconds left, and we are out of time, but just wanted to carve out extended time for you to call in and share what's on your heart, to pull out your soapbox and to make your oratory on issues that you find critical in the times in which we live. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be having a news roundup day here today tomorrow on Crosstalk, and I trust you'll be able to join us for that broadcast. But folks, as we brought up earlier in the program, let's think biblically. Let's be sure that we measure our thoughts, our actions, our attitudes, our positions according to the principles of God's Word, which does not change. Thanks for joining us, friends, today on Crosstalk, coming your way from the VCY America Network.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.